there are more than just the, there are more weird stories in the news besides the liquid ass fart spray dad and the shower curtain that holds your iPad so that way you can watch movies and Skype with people, I guess, while you're showering if you're just so busy. Brett was just telling me the story of this bride to be who went off on her groom. And maybe you should tell exactly what it is and then play it.
Yeah, she killed her fiance over a potential guest.
Killed him.
Over thinking it was a woman he was cheating with. Here's a new story.
Neighbors can't believe there was a murder in the house next door.
The police asked they come in and talk about it, what we'd heard and what we saw, and we began to see that something very serious had happened next door to our house in a quiet neighborhood.
According to arrest papers, 31-year-old Jacqueline Souza called 911 to say her fiancé, Brandon Watkins, was bleeding in their kitchen. When police got there, they found him dead on the kitchen floor, the bloody knife on the kitchen table. She told investigators she thought her groom-to-be was having an affair, and he actually wanted to invite the other woman to the wedding.
To find out that type of emotion can lead to that type of result, it's sad.
The papers say she initially told officers she was in a different room and found her fiancé with a knife in his chest, that she panicked, pulled it out, and threw it on the kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, she's accused of murder. Neighbors told me she's a nice woman and a good neighbor.
Sure.
She bonded out of jail tonight. A friend of Watkins says they served together in the Army at Fort Carson, and he will be missed.
God, dang.
Liquid ass fart dad was right there in the news scene, actually. He was in the crowd outside the house behind the yellow tape. Are you sure?
God, dang.
I know. The knife into the chest. Why would a bride-to-be do that to her fiancé who she thought she loved? That's incredible.
God.
Yes, and horrible. Look what asked for.
Why would you do
He's
that?
Everywhere.
Why would you kill your fiance? Now you don't have a wedding, you don't got a fiance, and you're going to spend your night and days in jail.
You know what? Liquid ass fart dad, when you stab someone like that, you know where they have to go?
Where?
The hospital.
The hospital. That's where they gotta go.
That's right.
The hospital. You stink. You got blood on you and you stink.
What I can't figure out.
And now they're dead.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
He's everywhere.
Oh, dang. Why would they do that?
I don't know. This lady in Colorado, like, she stabbed him because she thought he invited this woman he was having an affair with to the wedding, right?
Well, why would he invite her?
Right. But if she knew he was having an affair with the woman, which, and she, if she gets mad because he invited her, why wasn't she mad if she thought he was having an affair with her? Like, why did it take this point? She was still the fiancé. He was still her fiancé. She was still the bride-to-be.
God dang.
I know. It makes no sense.
Wrong.
We should do a whole show riding around in a pickup truck with that guy.
Yes.
One, which is one show, 3 hours straight, and have him comment on every story.
I just want to say things to him that'll make him say that.
Right. Did you hear about, and just do that 100 times. Yeah, I know.
You have to call it a person hole cover.
God dang.
That's a two-piece
scene. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Every decent human knows it's called a manhole cover.
Damn.
Oh, dang. Who is she? Monica. It's a manhole cover. Shave your hairy body elsewhere. Oh, damn.
Yes.
That's a hairy woman.
Oh, you're
God, dang. God, dang.
That guy is the best.
Oh, he's my new favorite. I'm just going to
Doesn't he
right
grow
now.
On you quick?
Oh,
so quick.
I can't not.
Did that come out of your body?
I love it.
I agree with you on the shower beer, but everything else?
You've done that liquid ass fart dad?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. You've had a shower beer?
Of course. It's the only way that you can have a beer.
Have you had a beer shower?
I had a beer shower. Poured it in my eyes after I found out Monica's hairy body was shaved here. God damn, there's hair everywhere. Where'd you get so much hair?
Mexican.
Oh, good Lord. Go back over that wall.
No. Oh, no. What wall?
You know the wall. God damn. I'll help you. I'll throw you over the wall.
Yeah.
President Trump's going to be in Tampa tomorrow.
Is he really?
Yeah, so are you going to be here for that, Mr.?
Go back to Univision. That's what I told him to tell you.
Is that what you told him?
That's right.
So if he says that, we know that you, Liquid Ass Fart Dad, you told him to say that.
Correct. He never said that in his whole life.
Right.
Never, ever.
Go back to Univision.
See? Until now.
Wow.
God damn.
Liquid ass fart dad.
God damn, Mr. Trump.
So I did notice that Trump talked about, he starts, and this is the thing we were talking about last week with negotiating. He starts with, listen, we're going to shut down the government if the Democrats can't come around on border security, which means the wall. So now are you saying he's coming tomorrow to Tampa and that's where he's going to speak on the wall?
I don't know what he's going to talk about tomorrow, but he'll be down. He'll be at the fairgrounds.
Liquid ass fart dad. His pants are on fire to talk about that wall, don't you think?
Mine too, especially after Harry, a Mexican girl over here,
in
their purse and hole covers. God damn. Get her out of here, Mr. Trump. Please.
Catapult.
Get him out of here.
I'm trying.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Whatever you call it, just get her out of here. God damn.
Roger and JP is 1025 The Bone. Real World Radio.
Coming up after. Damn, was this The Bone?
It is. Do you like the top 10 list?
The what list?
Top 10 list. You like that? It's coming up after 1:30. For a little while, you can think about
it. God damn, what is that?
I know, it's a fast-moving show. I don't know if you can keep up. We can slow it down, but.
Please. Please slow it down.
Well, one thing to the next, too fast for you and your new plaid shirt and your baseball cap.
Just try to have Hank some ice cream.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, damn. And it smells like farts. I got to go to hospital.
Did you put up the video of yourself on our Twitter?
It's on the Twitter.
The what Twitter?
The Twitter.
The Twitter.
It's on the goddamn social.
That's what I wanted to say.
The media.
All right, so at Roger JP, if you want to see the video of this dad going off when they spray the liquid ass fart spray in the truck.
Oh, dang.
And you will notice it. Yeah. This is that guy. All right, we're Roger JP. We'll be right back. There's another disturbing story, this time of a long-married husband and wife, where the wife shot the husband because he bought porn.
God damn.
It's never not funny.
I know. So she calls 911 and tells them that she shot her husband. They arrive at the home. He's dead in a utility shed. I guess he was buying the porn in his utility shed. It was a shed just for, it's for my tools, but then they happened to put a radio out there and a light, and then, now it's the modern age. Now they have an iPad connecting to Wi-Fi for Anody's in the shed all day. And they detained the wife, and she waived her rights, and she told the investigators the story. She's like, he purchased pornography via the television guide. Now, I don't know what that means, except doesn't that mean he's buying maybe softcore porn, like not even real pornography?
Yeah, like if they have HBO or whatever, and they have on like Go or On Demand or Cinemax or something.
Yeah, if it's Cinemax, it's basic. That's not even hardcore porn. But
you can buy a porn too, like you can tell TV stuff.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, can you really? How come? Can I?
I don't know.
Monica, all free Americans can.
It's right next to the kids programming. Kids, porn, movies, network TV.
Let's see. Should I get an episode of Zaboomafoo? Or
what even is
Zaboomafoo? What?
I don't.
God damn. Your kids still watch that?
Brett, is that even a thing?
I have no idea.
One. Zaboomafoo, you never heard of it?
Team Umizoomi?
Dad, Team Umizoomi, that one too. So she canceled his porn order, and then he reportedly placed another one. Oh, my. So she found out, she confronted him, the husband who was inside the shed. So she stated that she entered the shed and asked her husband to leave, but he refused. She admitted that she then returned inside the residence where she armed herself with a .22 pistol.
Oh, jeez.
Went back to the shed. She entered, shot him twice. Once in the leg, once in the head. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God.
She's being held without bond. Now,
for some porn?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's dumb. Oh, damn.
He was 65 and she's 69.
She ain't never jiggled her handle.
Jiggle her
handle. Of course she did.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what everybody does.
Maybe she didn't like him jiggling his handle.
Oh, damn.
It did happen in Arkansas. And it's
sure
capital
did.
Murder charge. Yep.
God dang.
They're so old.
Did he go to the hospital?
He did. Well, it's too late. It's too late. Might have been a formality.
Rest in peace.
Aw.
Yep.
Hopefully gets all the porn in the big sky.
It's angel porn, stuff like that.
Angel porn's the best. God dang.
What kind of porn do you watch? You ever subscribe to any, or do you get it for free, or you belong to some website memberships?
Well, I get my cable for free.
Cable for free? Yeah, you run it down from the neighbor's house?
I run the god dang cable from way up there into my shed. Oh, dang. Y'all ain't never seen the type of movies I've seen.
No, I guess not.
God damn!
Well, one more story for you, liquid ass fart spray dad. You ready for this one?
I want his opinion on everything.
Man arrested for allegedly killing coworker by forcing compressed air up his buttocks.
Now, why would he go and do that?
Well, what happened, liquid, what's your name? Liquid ass fart spray dad, is Japanese authorities arresting a man because what happened was one employee. Took the air compressor hose and, as a joke, blasted air between Ishimaru, this other his name is Ishimaru, the Japanese guy. He happened
what kind
to
of name
shoot.
Was that?
Well, it was a prank. He's it's a Japanese name. I just said that.
A what?
So, the air compressor was pushed up too close, over clothing, so never directly in the body or even close, honestly. It was through the clothing, but the compression pressure, I guess, was enough. That the release of the air went into the body and traveled and damaged the lungs, causing death.
I breathe every day with the air. So how is air in my butt gonna kill me? God damn!
You don't breathe out your butt.
That don't make no sense. Listen, that's air. Listen to this air. Listen to that. That's air, too.
Oh, my God.
Am I going to die from that?
No, you'll be all right. So two guys are working at this waste disposal factory. They accidentally kill the guy because they were just like poking him in there like into the clothing. And they were arrested on assault charges. And I guess it's going to turn into something more. The air got in the wrong place and got in the body. That's not what you want.
God damn.
No, that's right. Yeah, no. You don't want that.
Japanese are crazy.
Well, it's not just the Japanese. I mean, there's things happening all over the place.
You don't hear about stuff like that here.
Well, you happen to
Colorado. You ever hear two guys with air canisters in their rears, and next thing you know, they're dead? You ain't never heard that before.
Well, no, I haven't. You're right.
Oh, damn.
And you want to hear one more Japanese story?
No.
No, why? Don't you know? You want to learn about the Japanese people.
Oh, damn. I've had enough.
Your father probably fought them in World War II, but you don't even know who they are. That's horrible. You should know.
He sure did.
Well, here's another one.
It's compressed air.
So a Japanese company is selling ad space. You know what that is? They're selling ad space on people's bodies, advertising space. Ready? You know where? What part of their body?
Well, I'm going to guess the rear.
No, not the rear. Hasn't gotten that bad yet. They're now putting ads in the armpits. What do you think of that?
That stinks. Why would they do? What would make them think that's a good idea?
If they put their advertising in your armpit, they'll pay you $100 an hour.
Well, I'd do it.
How about that? Is that a lot?
Damn. So that's a lot of money.
We had a whole bunch of you and your friends standing around. Would we have a whole chorus of goddamns? Would that be the best thing ever?
God damn!
Yes, it would be.
God damn! God damn!
God damn! Y'all from the same neighborhood?
That's right.
Oh, we need that for tomorrow. We need to get all you guys together.
God damn!
Look at that fart spray dad and his friends.
Rodney. Y'all serious with that?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
It's like Kermit the Frog is one of your friends.
Oh, listen. Mind your own business. Right? You take your hairy body and just go.
Okay.
All right?
Oh, damn. That's right. Shut your mouth. It's enough out of you, woman.
God damn.
Oh, damn.
God damn.
Yeah, you can't hear too much from women, right? Look what that first rate at.
No!
Too much. They're meant to be looked at and not heard from.
They smell, too, and with the liquid farts in my car, my truck. God damn!
We're going to have one more time.
Which one?
When you're in your truck and your daughter plays that prank on you with liquid ass fart spray.
God damn!
Worst smell ever.
God damn! The God damn! What is that?
I don't know.
God damn! Did you God damn! Is that a fart?
What is that?
It smells just like dog and it's still in here. That can't be a fart. God damn. That's not like dog. It still stinks.
Are you still doing it?
God damn. Needs to go to the hospital. I can't believe that came out of you.
What is that?
That's probably enough for you for today. I have a feeling that might be just enough. But there we go. Well, there's a new favorite guy in the news. There he is from Colorado.
Can't get enough of that guy.
Or wherever he was from. No, actually, I'm sorry. The bride who stabbed the guy with a steak knife was from Colorado. I'm mixing him up.
He doesn't sound like he... Well, he might live in Colorado now.
Could happen. Where are you from?
God damn!
It's going to be like... It's going to be Spring Hill or something. Watch.
I know.
I'm from New York.
No, you're not. There's not a chance.
New York City.
Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Right, you live right next to Funk Flex?
That's right. Son, this is how we do.
Oh, I guess damn. You do live next door to Funk Flex.
That's right, son.
Yeah, he's your neighbor?
It stinks in here.
Yeah. Well, liquid ass fart spray, Funk.
God damn, son. That's right. God damn.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.